This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, James Madison, father of our Constitution, rightly said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. In other words, it's hogwash. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have our little Steffi Joy. Folks, we want to give a quick shout-out real quick here to WPBQ Jackson, Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI, 1240 AM. We just want to give you guys a shout-out and say thank you very much for your trust. They just picked us up as a new affiliate. And again, WBQ, Jackson, Mississippi, 1240 AM. Welcome aboard, and we appreciate you very much. Outside of that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also follow us on our brand new media resource online, which is Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. We're doing real well over there. We've got a buddy of mine over in South Carolina that is actually working this website out with me right now. And, folks, we're doing really well. We got 9,000 unique visits the first day. That means that didn't come from radio, didn't come from any other resource other than Google. And when they did the Google search, they come up with Sons of Liberty, and that's how we're getting these responses thus far. So if you'd like to check out that page, friends, do sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on our other Facebook pages, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. And you can also follow us on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, you can also follow me on my Twitter account.
Lots of following.
Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Well, we're doing what we can do with the resources that we have, friends. And we're looking for more to do because we believe that we can win this nation in Jesus' name. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds not words, said George Washington. And of course, he got that another from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, 1 John 3:18. Now, before I get over to headline news and to start the show off, I'm going to give it over to Stephanie. And Steph, I just got a question for you. You know, I'm told that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our Steph?
Well, I think the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. We're very happy to have our new affiliate out there in Jackson, Mississippi. Lots of folks down south picking up the Sons of Liberty, which we very much so appreciate. Now, I'd like to take another channel here and talk about Mr. Martin Luther, that great reformer, Martin Luther, out in Germany. I'm not talking about Martin Luther King Jr., I'm talking about Martin Luther
King Jr.'s real name is Michael, that's for those right. That did not know.
That's right, and then Daddy changed the name at 5 for both him and his son. But Martin Luther has...
That kind of reminds me of Mr. George Foreman, world heavyweight boxer.
He named all of his kids George.
George Foreman 1, George Foreman 2. He said he couldn't give one a great name and not the other.
Humble man. That's called
pride in that particular situation. But.
Well, Martin Luther, he was the great reformer out in Germany, and he had some wonderful things to say. This is a quote that I think was just awesome. He's speaking of trials. He says, "One Christian who has been tried is worth 100 who have not been tried. For the blessing of God grows in trials. He who has experienced them can teach, comfort, and advise many in bodily and spiritual matters.
Now, let me add to that, because I just seen a sign the other day, and it was on the billboard, and I actually had my little boy tweet it right away.
Oh, yes. Was,
you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember what you're talking
Calm
about.
Calm Waters.
Yeah.
Calm Waters, never skilled a trained
never
sailor.
Trained a skilled
oh,
sailor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, that, there
Calm
you go.
Calm Waters,
wow,
never trained a skilled sailor. And
say
that's
again.
So true.
Say it again.
Calm Waters, never trained a skilled sailor.
Yep.
And that's so true. And this is a little bit of comfort for those of you who are going through some trials and tribulations. We're not always knowing while we're going through stuff why we're going through it. But at the end of it, usually we learn the lesson and we say, okay, yeah. Lord, now I see your faithfulness, your timing. And
Psalm 119, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. God chastises and afflicts that he might teach us, namely to overcome the obstacles.
Right. And take courage, because we know that all things work together for good to those that love God and to those who are called according to his purposes in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Now, Martin Luther also had some great other things to say. He said, grant that I may not pray alone with my mouth. Help me that I might pray from the depths of my heart. And Catherine Booth also speaks to this. She and her husband founded the Salvation Army. But, you know, she said, have you ever heard those people, they pray from their throats? Or they pray from their heads, their intellect,
yep.
and there's no anointing on it.
Yep.
He's saying right here, grant that we pray from the depths of our hearts, because we're not going to be heard of the Lord in our prayers because of our repetition. We're going to be heard because in whom we fear, we're praying from our hearts,
yep.
from him, through him, and to him.
God speaks to the heart, not the head.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right. And now this
the
is
head
a,
catches up to the heart.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Now, faith. It's hard to always have the faith of the Son of God, but Martin Luther says this. Faith must trample underfoot all reason, sense, and understanding.
Reason is faith's greatest enemy.
Yep, that's right. Remember, faith is...
Martin Luther said that, by
yep.
the way. Yeah.
And remember that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We walk
Hebrews
by
11.
Faith and not by sight.
Yes.
All right, two more. Whatever your heart clings to...
Can I ask
to,
you a question? Why
sure.
do you always got that smirk on your face?
Because I'm happy to be right here on the Sons of Liberty Radio
wow.
right now.
Wow.
Whatever your heart clings to and confides in, that is really your God. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So pay attention. What does your heart cling to? Are your affections set on things above or on things on this earth? It's a good test for yourself.
Colossians 3:1.
That's
yes.
right. And finally, and I love this quote too, Martin Luther says, peace if possible, truth at all costs. That's
yeah.
what the Bible says too. If possible, live peaceably with all
yeah.
men.
Let me parallel that with something. Peace is the rule of law. War is the rule of force.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. very true.
Well, it is true.
And of course, what's the most important thing? Peace, a false peace, or truth? Truth, when going through your heart and your mind, creates true peace. Because so many times you have things that go on and you're like, well, we don't want to rock the boat, or we don't really want to say anything. Listen, when you don't...
We're not called to be at peace with the world that's at war with God.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. And
Jesus
it's a false
said, a peace that passeth all understanding.
That's right. And when you say, well, I want to have peace because I just don't want to offend or whatever, that's a false peace. Truth at all costs, that brings true peace
yeah.
only found in Christ.
Well, when a nation's at... well. In the will of God, there you have peace.
Exactly.
When they're outside of the will of God, there you're going to have war, and that's where the Christians are called to stand. We're called to be the light in dark places. And church, we need to understand that our light's brightest when it's darkest, and right now is a perfect opportunity to shine our light.
That's right.
And let our light shine.
As you always say,
yeah.
God's people shine best in the dark.
Amen. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back. Got a guy that we know who crossed the border, and you need to listen to this, friends. They can't find Border Patrol agents anywhere guarding your borders. I thought there was a terrorism problem in your country, friends. As a matter of fact, we can go all the way back to Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
There was nobody guarding the borders then. Mm-hmm. What's going on? We'll be right back.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. My little 10-year-old boy just came in here and said, Dad, it's a smooth sea never trained a skilled sailor.
I think that's what we said finally,
well,
wasn't it?
You know, I said it backwards. A smooth sea never trained a skilled sailor. Of course, that is linking its, or actually adapting itself to Scripture in every sense of the word.
Absolutely.
But anyways, friends, just for the sake of time, I got a piece here. A guy named James O'Keefe dressed himself up as Osama bin Laden, and he crosses the border from Mexico to the United States of America. And I want you to hear this piece, and I'll just let him tell you his story. But I think, again, folks, it's important for the American people to realize that what our founding forefathers had told us, they threw off a tyrant. They knew the methodologies and the dangerous ideologies of those that would not be ruled by God. And he was the one that told us, the fourth president of the United States, the father of our Constitution, James Madison. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you have to ask yourself the question, with all this created terrorism globally, at the end of the day, who does it work for? That's all I want to know. Does it work for the people, or does it work for the consolidation of governments to bring forth a new world order? Because they've told on themselves, we've talked about this several times in the past, but again, I'm just laying it to your feet, and I'm asking you the question, who does terrorism work for? Because it doesn't work for the people. This is James O'Keefe dressed up as Osama bin Laden crossing the border from Mexico to U.S. to the United States of America. Listen carefully, friends. This is important for you to hear and to know.
Das has just returned from the U.S.-Mexican border. What we discover there should worry every American. Here in West Texas, the border is just a muddy sliver of river.
I'm at the Rio Grande River. I'm about to cross into the United States, just like thousands of illegal immigrants do every single year.
The U.S. Border Patrol was nowhere in sight. It was obvious. This border is not secure. No one is on watch. Even Osama bin Laden could cross.
Thank you.
Folks, do you feel safe?
For years, we have been told
the border is secure.
That the border, from a security standpoint, is stronger than it's ever been.
The fence is now basically complete.
Sheriff, so we got this beautiful fence right here. Goes all the way just about here, and then it just, I guess it ends, right?
That's the end of it right here.
And if you wanted to get under this fence, you just have to push it open. It's almost like a gate right there, and anyone can just get right through.
Just step right through it.
Hudspeth County Sheriff Arvin West was our guide. His county, roughly 60 miles east of El Paso, straddles the Mexican border for 98 long miles. Illegal aliens and Mexican drug smugglers know the area well.
So do you think our border is secure?
You're looking at it. If you think four strands of barbed wire is securing the border, then I guess it's secure.
What do you think it would take to make our border secure?
The easiest, simplest way is put Border Patrol back in the border.
Sheriff West doesn't blame the agents on the ground. He blames the bosses in Washington.
You hear the rumors of boots on the ground and more agents. We've got plenty of agents. They just need to be on the border. Look around you.
Mm-hmm.
Look miles and miles either direction, and there's not a border agent.
Miles and miles in either
we
direction,
wondered,
and there's not a border agent.
We cross the river from
you're
Mexico
being lied to, America.
The United States. Would the Border Patrol catch us?
I'm James O'Keefe. I'm standing in Mexico, Guadalupe, Mexico, across from Hudspeth County, West Texas. I'm about to cross a 15, maybe 20-foot wide river and cross into the United States just like many illegal immigrants do. And we'll see how this goes. It's not too challenging.
The sheriff said border agents not to be found looking miles in any direction.
And I'm in the United States.
Thought you had a terrorism problem in America.
County. I don't
thought
see
the borders were all
anywhere.
Walled up.
No walls, no guns.
No walls, no guns, no agents, no people,
totally
nothing.
Peaceful.
Sounds like
serene.
You take the pictures,
yeah,
I'll create the war.
States. Let me tell you something. If the president or if Senator Reid or anyone else tries to...
If anybody tells us that there is a terrorism problem, he's trying to figure out where they are at. For some reason, we just went on pause, and I'm pulling up something else, and it seems like our whole system just shut down, friends.
Well, I want to say something,
interesting.
Too. I want to say something,
nothing's
too, as far
working.
As that river goes. You know, he says it's a river. Really, it's, you know, it's going up to maybe his knees about. So he's literally walking through this little slough of a pond that's, you know, like you said, 15, 20 feet. It's simple. It's not like he's even going waist deep. He's not even going neck deep. He's not even making an effort at it. I mean, he's literally
walking
across.
Well, no, that's not the impression that the tyrants are making to the American people. That, no, you're safe. Everything's taken care of. He just walked across the border, friends.
And what you can't see, obviously, while listening to the radio is they have this fence, and Obama just said, oh, the fence is complete. So he literally takes you to the fence where it goes so far and then just stops. There's nothing you can see. It's undone. It's almost like the construction workers started it, and then they just, well, we're done, and just left the site without completing the job. Then after that, you have four little things of barbed wire. I mean, who can't make it through, you know, some little barbed wire?
Of course.
And when you're looking at this, it's just a joke for anyone to say that.
But again, that's not the information that the American people are given, and this is what I want to make clear to you, friends. I got to go back to Fahrenheit 9/11, even Michael Moore, that... Folks, for a better way of saying it, that communist. He even made a joke out of the borders back during the days. Well, actually, right after 9/11 took place, he had went to the borders and he couldn't find any agents protecting the borders neither. So, friends, I'm trying to figure out why it's you that is being, well, you are the ones that are being targeted. Well, the foreigner, well, hands off. You better leave him alone. And the best way to really give you an example is when you go to the airport in America, everybody is a suspect terrorist. But when the foreigners that illegally come over into America, well, they can go through the airport all day long and the TSA is told to leave them alone. Folks, you've been duped from A to Z. Let me go back. My friend just sent this over from Freedom Outpost. May 3rd, 2013, Julia Davis, a former Customs and Border Protections officer, was falsely declared, listen carefully, a domestic terrorist and subjected to retaliatory efforts against her by the Department of Homeland Security. Her home was raided by a 27-man special response team. She was twice falsely arrested and imprisoned, but later exonerated. She is now a national security expert and is put on a historical documentary titled Top Priority. She said, "The Terror Within." She claims that the war on terror by the Department of Homeland Security is a charade and that the agency seems to be targeting concerned American patriots, not those that are pinned as terrorists. Davis says her documentary is about her time with the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. And by the way, forget about the Muslims, the radical Muslims that oversee the Department of Homeland Security, friends. In dealing with the applicants from countries with ties to terrorism who are seeking to come into the United States. This was in 2013. She says that they had very specific alerts that on July 4th, 2004, that members of Al-Qaeda would be attempting to cross the border from Mexico into the United States. The land port where Ms. Davis works is the largest and busiest land port in the world. She says that the Islamic clerics say this is the best place to breach the United States border because of the large number of people coming through. She also says that she began to input the information into the DHS database, which she was required to do as a supervisor, and she noticed that she had a high number of people from terrorist countries set to come through her port on July 4th. Notice the date.
Yeah, exactly.
The 4th of July, when you are entertaining yourselves, friends, the enemy is hard at work, and namely, Independence Day.
Yeah.
Okay? She says there were 23 people from terrorist countries who were to be admitted into the United States on that day. She said the average number of people coming from terrorist countries would normally be 5 to 10 per month, so to have 23 in a 10-hour span was alarming. But she goes further. Davis says that none of these people were subjected to routine checks that were in place for applicants from terrorist countries. And according to Davis, they were supposed to be fingerprinted, these people were. They were supposed to be asked why they left the U.S., why they were coming back, and where they were living. All these different procedures that would have taken approximately an hour for each person, none of it was done. Folks, I'm going to take it a step further because not only wasn't it done, but folks, now what's interesting is we see this administration again barring investigation. Well, folks, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back. I'll explain it to you when we get back. There's so much to tell you within the hour that we've got, friends. Get Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com at any time, 1-866-233-0747.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBloomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
So, folks, real quick, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We just posted that article, as a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, again, our internet is just going super, super slow right now. Interestingly enough, we'd be talking about that topic once again, and then we would choke up. Bottlenecking is what's going on. Too much going on at one time, and we're losing power. But what I want to do is, hang on, folks, doing live radio.
You know, I'd like to point out, too, this information that you're hearing on the radio program. When you say, listen, you know, sometimes I hear it and it goes so fast, or I'd like to jot it down, just go to our sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's where you'll find all this information, the news articles. You can like them. You can share them. That's what I like about some of these things, because people say, well, what can I do to get involved? Go to the website, check out the articles, like them, share them, share them with all your friends, then your friends can share with more friends, and we can get the truth out there, which is absolutely our goal. And that's the whole source of our Sons of Liberty Media website as well, too, is it's not just all the bad news for all you new listeners out there. We want to make sure that we give you the positive information. We want to make sure that we give you the flip side of things, not just doom and gloom and woe is me. We want to make sure that we make sure that we leave you on an overcoming spirit where you can make a difference and where things can actually change for the better, and know that we can change things to the positive.
Well, and that's what's important about what we're doing here, folks, if we can do that. Again, interestingly enough, we're talking about this very topic, and power goes down. This is supposed to happen to other people. This isn't supposed to happen to us, but I guess it is happening to us. And in the process of waiting, we will continuously expound what's going on in your country, friends. You are the ones that have been under attack since day one, since September 11th. You've got something called the Patriot Act, the Unpatriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny because it's completely un-American. And it's, folks, it's unconstitutional. In other words, it's illegal. And so it's interesting that it's your government, folks, again, not all, but a good portion of those within your government that are attacking you and your sovereignty on a daily basis. And folks, I don't know how many different ways to spin this. this, but the bottom line is this is the individual and his administration folks that are blocking investigation after investigation after investigation. And folks, just think about this. They just dropped the borders. They're telling you one thing, but when people are actually investigating the facts don't line up. As a matter of fact, the facts stand contrary to what you're being told. Why would your governments subject you to a bunch of illegals in a time of terror?
Yeah.
That's simply the question I have for the American people. And honestly, I don't know how many different ways to spin that or to lay that question to the people, because this is some serious stuff going on in your country, friends.
Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
And how many times do you need to be lied to by this administration, folks?
I mean, this guy that's doing this video, I mean, he's playing, you know, video of all these people, Mr. Obama, and all these people saying, oh, the borders are secure and the fence is complete. Listen, when two guys and a camera can go down to Texas and cross the border.
Dressed up like Osama bin Laden.
Literally, he's got on the whole garb like he's Osama bin Laden. He's walking through the border, no problem, no sweat. Now, if you were America's sworn enemies, where in the world would you send your...
No, wait. It's not the sworn enemies of America that are under attack. It's the American people. If it's not our military overseas, then it's you going through the airport, America.
There's more security going through an airport than there is to cross the border into our country.
Yeah, it's called Go to Sons of Liberty Media. James O'Keefe demonstrates border insecurity, crosses southern border dressed as Osama bin Laden. We just posted it on Sons of Liberty Media. Just posted it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, in saying all this, again, going back to what James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, again, listen carefully. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign a foreign enemy. And now, where would they derive that information? Well, they derived that information through experience, because they dealt with the tyrant that was doing he was committing similar acts. Same tactics, different day, same devil, guys. History is repeating itself in the face of the American people. So, again, in saying all this, read the Declaration of Independence, but I do have to say this, in reading the Declaration of Independence and the usurpations committed by the tyrant King George, folks, there's a whole lot of folks in America trying to figure out why that revolution hasn't taken place again, because what this administration, under Bush and under Clinton and under Clinton's administration, again under Barack Hussein Obama, folks, what is America waiting for? And I'm not calling for a revolution. I'm just simply calling for the American people and the 312 million to stand up and say enough is enough. You have a small portion of people that are destroying your country. But by the way, God promised that in judgment. And
right.
When you read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, friends, he told you in great specificity, this is what was going to happen and this is how it was going to take place. Just to give you a little bit of an example here, I'm going to go over to Leviticus 26, and I'm going to actually show you right out of the mouth of the Spirit in so many ways of saying this, friends. But when you read Leviticus 26, you can clearly see that the Lord said, if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you shall break my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. God said that. Folks, the Lord said that to a disobedient people. He said he would rejoice over you to do you good. He's already done that. He also said he would rejoice over you to do you evil if you would not turn from your wicked ways. And the question that I have for the American people is, what is it going to take before America actually repents before a just and a holy God that is raining judgment upon this country, line upon line, precept upon precept? People are trying to figure out why the foreigners are coming in and doing what they're doing. Well, the Bible says that the foreigner will be made the head and you shall be made the tail, rather than you being the head and then the tail. He also talked about a siege, which means a slow takeover, friends. Really, what it comes down to is we can talk about every issue under the sun, but the fact of the matter is what's happening is our sin is finding us out. And we're having to pay the piper in this country now. Folks, we're still waiting for our internet to come back up. We have not had this happen in some time now.
But you know what's interesting, too, as well, when you're talking about the Lord says he'll turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Like you said, it's the fruit of what we're seeing. You know, it reminds me of a week or two ago, we went into this restaurant, and this restaurant literally had, I don't even know, I want to say maybe 50 TVs. I couldn't even believe it. It's like everywhere you looked, never been to this place before. You walk in and people are being entertained by everything. You're talking sports. I mean, whatever.
Well, you couldn't even pay attention to the person on the other side of the table.
Yeah, the foolish. I mean, people are like arm wrestling each other now for entertainment. It's like, wow. When you look and you see what's going on in our world today, you see babies being killed. You see the homosexual agenda, everything that's going on. When people are forgetting God, God says he'll turn that nation to hell. And that's exactly what we're seeing. They're so caught up with it.
He also said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you. You suppose, you know, I mean, what do we hear from the conservatives? Why does this president hate us so much? Who's asking? Who's asking? We're not asking for the president of the United States for permission to obey the laws of our Constitution if he's not willing to do that. We deal with those that are violating the law, right? Well, that's what an obedient Christian does. But a disobedient Christian is going to eat the fruit of his own ways. Again, the Lord goes on, they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Oh, we're so afraid. We're so afraid. The Lord's saying there's none pursuing you. I'm the one doing this. I'm going to show you that it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, either for blessing or for cursings, and namely judgment. He said this, friends. He said, if you will not yet for all of this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And he said, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary to me, saith God, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. Not to the Lord's sins, but to your sins. He also says, if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me. In other words, if you're going to persist in your unlawful ways before a just and a holy God, he said, then I will also walk contrary unto you and will punish you even seven times more. So the judgments are going to increase as long as America wants to stay obstinate towards the things of God. Seven times more will the judgments fall. Then he said it again, I will punish you seven times more for your sins. He said it over and over and over again. He said, I will also bring the sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you shall be gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you. And you shall be delivered from the hand of, and you shall be delivered into the hand of your enemies. Man, I got to be honest, over the last couple days, I've been just talking to tons of people across the country. I've even had people bring up in conversation, you know what? It's getting to the point where I'm going to leave this country. Man, folks, what, do we love our freedom so much that we'll stay when everything's good, but when it's actually time to stand up and fight for our freedoms, then we want to leave our country? The fear that I hear in conversations with people, it's almost pathetic. Yet these profess Christianity, yet the Bible tells me we were not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Folks, you can listen to me on a daily basis and say, Bradley Dean, you are a fool. Everything stands contrary to you. I want to say this. You may call me a fool for Christ, which is scriptural. I'll stand in that lot. But I want to say this, that you stand contrary. If you don't agree with what I'm telling you, you stand contrary to everything God promised to those that do believe him. I did a radio interview this morning with Stan Monteith across the nation. Again, I think we were in a signal was shot out of Colorado this morning. And I was saying, can you show me in Scripture? And I knew I had a Christian audience in this particular case. Can you show me in Scripture anywhere where God fails a faithful man of God or a faithful woman of God, either in life or death? You can't find it. So therefore, there's no excuse as to why this is going on in our country, friends. None. Zero. Zilch. Open up your eyes and shut the TV off and deal with the issues at hand. That is your hope. And as I always say, The hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. So it's up to you, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding father, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just expounding scripture a little bit. Folks, we've been having some technical difficulties. Sorry about that. Power just shut down in the middle of that video we were playing, that audio that we were playing for you. But we do have it posted. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, check out the video. Share it with your friends. Let them know what's going on across the borders. And shut the television off. Shut the lies off, friends. Shut off the propagandists. The article is sonsoflibertymedia.com. James O'Keefe demonstrates border insecurity, crosses southern border dressed up as Osama bin Laden, looking miles to the east, to the west, to the north, and the south. You cannot find a border patrol agent anywhere. Wide open, friends. The southern borders are wide open. I say it again, the southern border is wide open. Also pay attention as to what's going on in the northern border, friends. Also pay attention to the fact that you have an administration attacking stonewalling investigations concerning this administration, entertaining America's sworn enemies. It's across the boards. It's across the boards. But again, what's so awesome about the things of God, he said in specificity, in specifics, friends, that this is how it was going to come. And we are seeing it take place on a daily basis. It is raining judgment. But to the Christian, judgment floats your boat. Just ask Noah. Eight souls were saved. Not many, but eight were saved, right? I also want to give you a little encouragement here because Scripture tells us in the book of Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions, okay? The wicked flee when none pursue. The wicked flee when none pursue. I was talking about, during the last segment, the conversations I've been having with people lately. Just the fear. And really what I hear, can I be honest with you? What I hear is I hear the love of the world in their hearts. I can discern the love that they have for the things of the world. And that's why they're so bogged down, is because their party's over with. It's like a bunch of people hanging out on the Titanic realizing that, hey, it's almost over with, so let's go have a couple drinks. It's going to go down anyways. That's almost the attitude. And if it gets too bad, well, we'll just try to, you know, go get one of those little boats on the side of the Titanic and we'll just, you know, paddle away from this big boat. I can't stand it, folks. Again, I said earlier, what, we love our country enough when things are going well, but when we have to fight for it, all of a sudden we're supposed to tuck tail and capitulate in the face of the enemy, which is so small in number, friends? Wow.
Yeah, and I think, too, when you're talking about shutting off the lies, I think people are so sick and tired of being fed these lies through the state-run media, but yet they continuously turn it on. If you want to feed your fear and not feed your faith, then keep listening to the lies you're being told 24/7 when you turn on the, you know, the media, when you open up the newspaper.
State-run.
That's right, state-run. What you have to remember is if you want to build your faith, you have to keep your eyes fixed upon the author and finish of your faith, namely Jesus Christ. You have to look at the Bible and read the promises in the Bible and stand on the word of God.
That's not optional. That's just how it is.
You need to do that in order for you to be able to function. So many people are paralyzed with fear. They say, listen, I can't even do it anymore. I can't even watch it.
What's interesting is you look at the lives of those people. You just get a window into their lives for a minute, and you can see how worldly they really are. And I can see why they're afraid.
Right.
I'd be afraid, too.
That's right.
It's like a bunch of people up in an airplane that just, they're partying it up, having a great time. All of a sudden, one of the wings breaks off, right? And they're going down. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Save us, Lord. Well, the Lord is saying back to you, well, where were you before the wing even broke off?
Yep, that's exactly right. We have to make sure we keep that spirit of faith always. It reminds me when you were saying that is, I remember after the two towers fell, and people were getting very patriotic, and you saw a lot of American flags flying, and people were doing things they wouldn't normally be doing. And I thought about us, in our truck that we had at the time, we always had an American flag that we would have in our truck. We had it before September 11th. We had it after September 11th. Then we continue. We have a flag flying, the Christian flag, the United States flag, flying outside of our home right now. But the point
is, it ain't going anywhere.
It ain't going anywhere. And the point is, we didn't have it after some tragedy struck.
No.
We didn't have it after we realized our duty. No, we've had it forever. And we're going to keep it forever no matter what. It's amazing how people, when things get a little rough, they quickly turn to God, or they quickly,
totally.
Oh, we need to get patriotic. Let's quick put up our flag after September 11th.
Or they live like the devil whole life, and then on their deathbed, the pastor goes in and leads them to the Lord, and then they actually really believe, well, now he's in heaven.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
What happened to sanctification? What happened to that lifelong process of sanctification?
And are you coming to the Lord like you talked about when people are either partying it up, they're in an airplane, all of a sudden they realize one of the wings fall off, then they're repentant before God. Well, listen, are you repentant because you really are sorry for your sins, or because you're just afraid, oh, I better get right with God quick?
I got a friend that's a Delta airline pilot.
Yeah.
He was actually flying a pro basketball team from point A to point B. He said, Bradley, one of our engines went down. This is common on major airlines, friends, because they can still fly on one. That's how powerful those engines are. And he said to me, Bradley, he goes, it was like watching a bunch of young kids that were ready to pee their pants. All of a sudden, they put life into perspective when they thought that they might die.
Right, but why don't we put life into perspective every day?
As Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? Let's lose the world and gain heaven, friends. That's really what this comes down to.
And you know, here's a good tester for you. I want you to do this. If you, for example, were going to have 2 weeks of your life left to live, what would you change in your life? If you say, oh my goodness, I'd read my Bible more, I'd be praying more, I'd go to church, I'd spend more time with my kids.
Fair-weathered friend.
Yeah, whatever you would do if you only had 2 weeks left to live, that's how you should be living your life consistently now, because we're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Bible says, behold, now is the time.
Yeah.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
That's exactly right, and that's what Scripture teaches us. It's interesting. I brought this up a couple weeks ago, but it just comes to my aid again. How a pastor one time told me, Bradley, you know, people are calling me and asking me about your grace message. It's not my grace message, it's the word of God's message.
Right. Like you said,
the gospel isn't, it's good news to them that are dead in their sin and alive to Christ, to the glory of God. you know, and most people are trying to figure out where Christ is in their life, and yet they remain in their sins. He has no part with you, Judas.
Yep,
it's that simple.
And when you said, when he's asking you about your grace message, listen, it's not mine, it's the word of God. It reminds me of the time you're being interviewed in the state of Minnesota here, and the interviewer said to you, well, what's your opinion, Bradley? And you looked at him and you said, well, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion matters. What matters is what the word of God states. And when people so many times, especially in the professed churches nowadays, they say, well, my pastor says this. My pastor says
always,
that.
Always, always.
Like the pastor's yelled in authority. I'm sorry. The word
your,
of God.
Your sleeve is pinned onto your pastor's, and he's going to squeak you into heaven somehow, huh?
Newsflash, when you stand before God, it's just going to be you and him. Your pastor's not going to be there or anybody else. It doesn't matter what your pastor says. It does matter if your pastor says, if it follows the word of God. The word of God is our final authority, not our pastor. If your pastor follows the word of God, then amen, you got a good one. If your pastor does not follow the word of God, then you need to go find a different church.
But it's his job. By the way, it should be the apostolic, prophetic, and teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. The pastor has no business leading the church. But in saying that, aside of what we have put up with in America, the pastor should be there to slay sin. He should be there to slay sin, friends, not to play with it, to deal with it. His job is to preach Christ crucified. Now tell you a little story about how Noah and his Arky Ark, or Joshua and, you know, blowing the trumpet seven times, so on and so forth, before the walls fell in Jericho. No, no, no. He should be slaying sin. That's his job. He should be driving you by the use of the law to the foot of the cross, where the law can do no more, where you put your faith, not his faith, but your faith in Jesus Christ. And it's you that read your word of God, not the pastor doing it for you. What do you think this is, Romanism? Folks, this is ridiculous. Read your own Bibles. And it was Jesus that said to the people that followed him, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, he said, you'll have no partaking in any wise with me into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Nobody else can do that for you. I got to finish this. The Bible says at the end of judgment, in the book of Leviticus 26, in verse 42, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham. Will I remember, and I will remember the land. And they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity, because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes, his laws, friends, and his judgments. And yet for all that, when they shall be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord thy God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, the Philistines, being funny, that I might be their God, I am the Lord. These are the statutes, judgments, and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai, where he gave his moral law by the hand of Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to say for those of you who say, listen.
So there's the good news.
That's right. I want to say for those of you who say, I appreciate what you guys are speaking forth here. It's the truth. We get people who are like, oh, this is the first time I've tuned into your show, and it's so refreshing, and it's just the truth, and they're excited about it. Well, we're excited to be here, but we can't be here without the support of faithful listeners like you. For those of you that say, listen, this is my spiritual food, I appreciate all that you guys are doing. We love our sons and daughters of liberty for what they've done to us by our actions. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And for those of you who want to be a part of supporting something you can feel good about, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a donate button with the stars and stripes right there at the top to make a secure one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, scroll down a little bit more, click on that button. One of four easy ways to do that as well. We thank you so much for your support, and without you, we could not do what we do.
sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Sons of Liberty Media. All topics talked about today are posted on Sons of Liberty Media. 1 John 3:18, Talking 23. See ya.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404 800-334-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.